listen, if you missed it here a few minutes ago, last hour, I guess, I shared with you the fact that there's been an audit done on Joe Biden's Twitter account that shows half of his followers are fake, which is funny considering half of his voters in 2020 were also fake. Moving on now to my next guest, Liz Peek from Fox News, joining me on the primaries in Pennsylvania and elsewhere to talk about it. Liz, good to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so it looks like, you know, the media makes hay out of the fact that Madison Cawthorn lost in North Carolina, and Dr. Oz may or may not win in Pennsylvania, but overall, Donald Trump is like 75-2 or 80-2. I mean, it's a ridiculous number, right? I mean, his winning percentages, and that's in some close races like J.D. Vance in Ohio. He still has a tremendous amount of political clout, especially in some of these little redder states, does he not?
Absolutely. And I think what you have to kind of remember, first of all, there are all kinds of self-interested groups and people trying to diminish his influence. There are a lot of people like Mike Pence, for example, Mike Pompeo, who want to run for president in 2024. And they see him, they see Trump blocking that possibility. So they're sort of trying to diminish his influence. Obviously, Democrats are because they're scared to death of Donald Trump, just what you said, because his winning ratio is still extremely high. But here's something I think your listeners should give a moment of thought to. Everywhere that Trump campaigned, almost all across the country, almost all Republican candidates ran on the Trump agenda. They don't have a separate agenda. There is no other Republican to-do list other than the policies that Donald Trump brought and put into place. Even the people like Pompeo and Pence who would like to differentiate themselves from Donald Trump, they don't dare cross that line because guess what? Voters like the policies that Trump brought this country. So I think it's a very interesting contrast, and I may write about it later today if I get going here. If you think about the Democrats, remember Biden famously saying a few months ago, what do Republicans believe in? What's their agenda? As though we didn't have one. Are you kidding?
Right. Which is amazing. You know, maybe if he was a better mind reader, he'd have a better idea of what their agenda was. Right.
But can you think of one Democrat, literally one candidate out there talking about Build Back Better? No, because everyone is running away from the Biden agenda.
Everyone's running away from... You look at Tim Ryan, the Democrat nominee from Ohio. I spoke of J.D. Vance a moment ago. Do you want Joe Biden to come campaign with you? Well, this campaign's not about Joe Biden. It's about Ohio. And they just dodge it as fast as they can, don't they?
Absolutely. They're running away from him. Anyway, look, his influence on the primaries was extraordinarily slim. He didn't campaign very much, and where he did campaign, he tended to lose. Like, actually, in Oregon's 5th District, he backed a moderate over a progressive. The progressive won, hands down. So, look, Biden's gone. I mean, he is honestly not, in my view.
Oh, he's gone, all right, in a couple of ways.
Well, but I mean, but I think he's literally lost any clout that he has in his party. I think that actually happened a while ago, but it's really gone now. So I think it's pretty interesting to see sort of, you know, the forces aligned against him, and they're profound.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, because this is one of the races that I'm watching to give me an indication of how deep and ugly the red wave is going to be for the day. Let's be honest, they're in full-on panic. You know, they've got the baby food that's not on the shelves. They've got gasoline. The national average today set another record. It's over $6 average in California. 6 other states now over 5. Places like Pennsylvania and Michigan could be at 5 soon, along with Arizona and Nevada. Also, Nevada's already over 5. But what this is the race I'm watching because I know you see this up close. Lee Zeldin. Kathy Hochul is a terrible governor. Could Lee Zeldin come out and win in New York? Because that would tell me how deep and wide this red wave is.
You know, I actually think it's possible. Obviously, one of the other data points on the primaries was that Republican turnout was hugely more than Democrat. That could happen in New York. I mean, it is not inconceivable. New York's Republican Party was sort of not well led for many, many years. I think we have a good, more energetic guy running it now. A lot of it's about, as you know, grassroots organizing, getting the word out, et cetera. A lot of it, frankly, is telling New Yorkers that it's possible, because during the last horrible election, when we reelected Bill de Blasio, probably the worst mayor in the history of any place in the world, you know, there just wasn't any turnout. Nobody, Republicans didn't vote because they thought it was a done deal. So if there is a good communications effort, among other things, if Lee Zeldin's able to raise some money, which I think he will,
right,
if people begin to focus again, I think he's got a shot.
Okay, and you mentioned de Blasio. I can't miss Bill de Blasio running for New York 10, I believe, to be a member of Congress. Get me wrong. I thought Bill de Blasio was the worst mayor in the history of New York, and then along came Eric Adams. So, I don't know what to make of that.
Well, I'll tell you what to make of it. Bill de Blasio, like a lot of Democrat politicians, he has absolutely no other skills, and I could argue vociferously he does not have the skills to be mayor. But what could he do? He could maybe be a commentator on MSNBC. People have talked about that. Other than that, can you imagine him running a business? He's profoundly lazy. He's not very smart. He's not a stupid man, but he's very lazy and probably corrupt. I really don't see how he could possibly do anything in the private sector. So that's his fallback. But, you know, it's kind of a typical thing. That's what Democrats do. Look at Joe Biden.
Lazy, dumb, and corrupt. Hey, you can be a politician. I like it. You like it.
Exactly.
It's like going into your career counselor in college. Lazy, dumb, and corrupt. You should go into politics.
but by the way, Steve, don't ignore the market drop either, because I was writing yesterday about this. 58% of Americans own stocks. And when the White House spokesman yesterday was asked about the stock collapse, and she said something to the effect of, well, you know, the White House really just doesn't pay much attention to that. Boy, oh boy, what a stupid response, because I'll tell you who is paying attention. All those seniors out there who voted for Joe Biden, who didn't like Donald Trump's nasty tweets, and who voted Democrat for the first time in their lives, all the people out there who are trying to make ends meet, and now all of a sudden they find their home prices are going to start going down, their stock portfolios are crashing. And by the way, this is not a small percentage of the country.
It's not a large percentage of the country.
So it is viewed as a token of how the economy is doing, and sadly, I think, will prove to be exactly that. I think we're heading for a recession next year. And what's intriguing to me is that an awful lot of people running money and sort of making decisions have never seen what we're going through. They don't understand inflation. They don't know how it works.
Nope.
The big aha yesterday about retailers having their profit margins squeezed. Guess what? I've seen that before. That's what happens, and there's more of that to come. So
a lot more.
We're not through this period. This is a mess.
The warnings of food shortages because of supply chain, of farmer issues. We're going to face things in this country we've never seen before. And that's unfortunately true, Liz, and so I hope people are ready, although I don't think that they are. Liz Peek, always appreciate you being here from Fox News, and she writes for all sorts of great places. You can find Liz Peek online quite easily. Thank you, as always.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
There you have it. I'll take a break and be back on the Steve Gruber Show. Looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.